we're seeing a lot more political commitment to fighting the epidemic, and particularly in countries where the epidemic is just beginning, like in China. Over the last year, year and a half, the government there has gone through a sea change as far as how to respond, and part of this was a wake-up call because of the large number of infections from people who had infected blood from blood transfusions. But that's a remarkable success story, particularly in a country where we are concerned could easily have one of the biggest epidemics if they don't catch it early. We're seeing some services going up. We're seeing that more people are going in and getting tested for HIV. Some of this is because they're aware that treatments are available. We're seeing more pregnant women getting services to prevent the transmission to their infant. That's gone up remarkably, but the total number receiving it is still less than 10%. In Africa, some of the success stories is there's been a remarkable growth in school programs for AIDS education. In fact, it's gone up faster in Africa than almost any other region. And the other thing that's positive in Africa is that the largest increase in treatment is happening in Africa. And a lot of this has to do with increasing the number of facilities that provide the care rather than trying to squeeze more patients into large urban hospitals. They're trying to move the ability to get access to treatment more and more into the districts. And that has been a success story.
You had mentioned China, and I know there's been concern that China, Russia, India may follow the same path as sub-Saharan Africa regarding the AIDS pandemic. What is your view on that now?
Well, I think we're still learning a lot about this epidemic. There was this belief that there were a second wave of countries where the epidemic was likely to explode, and Russia, China, India, Nigeria were considered second wave countries. I think we're seeing a different pattern in each country. Russia, we're still seeing a very serious injecting drug use epidemic among youth. And what's worrisome there is that it's very widespread in youth, but that means it's a very different response, going in, working with youth, getting them jobs, trying to essentially make it not desirable to go on drugs. China, the epidemic there is also changing. It's moving from the epidemic of people who are infected from plasma into a concentrated epidemic of sex workers and injecting drug use, particularly in the southern part of the country. And again, that's going to require a different response.
Now, the report says there are encouraging signs, but the epidemic continues to expand worldwide. So where are the problem areas?
Surprisingly, I think to a lot of people, still in southern Africa, we're seeing rates increase, and Swaziland is a case in point. The rates have increased now up to 42%. As of 2005, they were down in the high 30s as of 3 years ago. So even in those severely affected countries, there is the potential for increase. We're concerned about Nigeria because it's such a populous country and has so much influence on the region, just as South Africa does. The other areas where we're still seeing infections going up, I mean, it is going up in China as it moves to these new populations. Latin America, for the most part, is fairly stable at this point, but stable is not necessarily good news, because you can actually have the number of new infections equal the number of people who are dying of the disease. So it looks like you're in good shape, but it's not an acceptable situation as far as the level of disease.
What is the status of getting antiretroviral drugs out to those who need them? I know Africa is starting to get them, but still many people who need them are not able to get them.
Right. Only about 5% of people who need drugs in Africa are getting it. Overall, it's 12% if you look at all the regions in the developing world. That's unacceptable. We had a target of 3x5, which really, while ambitious, only tries to capture 50% of those who need the drug, and we're not even there.
That's 3 million people by the end of 2005.
Indeed, and we've only got 6 more months to go. The fact that in Africa we're seeing the expansion to new facilities, lower level facilities, is good news. The problems are still the procurement of drugs, not having enough trained healthcare providers. And we're not talking about doctors. We're talking about primarily nurse practitioners, clinical officers who will actually provide the treatment. So human resources is a huge challenge, getting the drugs there and getting them there in a sustainable